Hello, everyone. Next talk will be given by Jokina Mazurka, and the name of the talk is APUP 100 Line Hack to Make Wi-Fi Great Again. Right.
Thank you for being here. So APUP is what I've been working into the last year in the context of a grant we received from RDC, this Radio Amateur Association of the United States, that granted Altermundi. And we developed a few things to make mesh networks easier for people, also to maintain and deploy. And APUP is one of those pieces. Well, let's get into it. So in early 2000s, we had 50K, 56K connection. Can you remember those? If you don't remember, well, I unlock some memories. You can hear it? So there was no broadband, no Wikipedia, no online translators, no online marketplace at that time, and not even WRT 54G, that was that that little router that became a legend into hacker circles because you can change its firmware and install Linux on top of it. So it was a different world, but Wi-Fi, except for speed and other things, hasn't changed that much. So when people from the city returned to my small town, they were talking about EMU, ADSL. It was like a wonder for me. I was just a kid. And so I said, oh, no, we must have this ADSL in the small town. So I collected signature, and we managed to get the high-speed ADSL in my small town. But it was even more expensive than 56-key connection. So I thought, what if we can share this connection between friends? And I recycled this old D-Link router. If you notice, 11B. I don't know if someone still sees that round. and then built some do-it-yourself antennas. The photo is not mine, but what we did was not that much different. Do you remember the Pringles can with the Wi-Fi dongle inside, more or less, these kind of things? And then I didn't even was capable to properly read English, but digging across forums, etc., I managed to set up the thing so I could connect to that device to my home Wi-Fi from the other side of the town. But I discovered, sadly, that I could not connect with other devices except with cable. Because to connect to my home Wi-Fi, I had to set up the router as a station. So it wasn't not broadcasting a network anymore. It was just a dumb client. And ask it, why? Isn't this thing a router, an access point? Why is not broadcasting the network anymore? And so I started this journey studying Wi-Fi routers. It was a young little hacker with few resources. And basically how Wi-Fi works. We have CMCA, CEA. Every Wi-Fi device, when need to transmit something, it's just like humans. It hear before, says, okay, no one talking, I can talk, and send the Wi-Fi frame. Otherwise, if someone is talking, okay, let's just sleep for a bit, a random interval, and then I'll try again. So quite simple, but work enough good. And what's inside those frames? We have the frame control with a lot of bit fields, duration, address 1, which is the source, address 2, which is the Wi-Fi destination. It's the MAC address of the other Wi-Fi device who is supposed to receive that frame. Then we have address 3, which is the actual actual destination, because beyond that Wi-Fi device there might be an Ethernet device which is on MAC address, which is not the one who transmitted or received directly that frame. Then we have sequence control and address 4. Address 4, as you see, it's marked as optional. Those bits, anyway, get transmitted, but they usually are 0000000, so they are polluting your spectrum to do nothing. They are there reserved for optional uses, but almost no one uses them. So could you spot the reason why access points cannot talk each other in those Wi-Fi functioning? I didn't. Say why they cannot. Doesn't seem to be a solid reason to not do that. So years went by, I keep bringing this question up, why Wi-Fi access point cannot speak each other? And why is the actual solid reason? I could not find it. I kept bringing this argument at Wi-Fi related conference and so on, and no one had a convincing answer. Many said, you guessed the standard, you can do that, but yes, why? Why? Okay. And in the meanwhile, while all those years passed by, many things come up. There was first this repeater extender thing that was like a mix. So an AP, you add another access point, but that access point behaves also as a station, so you have to configure it to connect to the other access point and then create a virtual access point on top of that, which is an actual AP and put a NAT in the middle. So you can do it once at your house, but if you have to do it with 10 devices, it's like, and also you have this NAT in the middle, which is intolerable. Then it come out wireless distribution system. The good thing about wireless distribution system that we will see later again, is the fact that you remember that 4 address that is optional. Wireless distribution system uses it, it populates it actually, and this makes it capable to finally bridge Ethernet connection to Wi-Fi connection seamless without going crazy. But still, you are limited to a single access point and a few stations that connect. You can't even connect 3 devices in a row with WDS. Then ad hoc mode IBSS came. This was like many people were very hopeful about this, but there was no vendor support. So you get a Wi-Fi card, you plug it, you hack with your driver, but the firmware blob inside the Wi-Fi card most likely doesn't support it. Precise time synchronization, it's vital to ad hoc to work. And this is quite problematic in a distributed network. And even Linux implementation is terrible and maintained since here. Normal devices may have a hard time if you have an ad hoc network. They probably don't even see it. If they see it and you attempt to connect, they most probably crash. Then 11S got released. It was like an ad hoc mode, but with more modern stuff, but as scarce vendor support, and they making it a bit bloaty because they hard-coded the routing protocol between Wi-Fi devices into the standard and so into the driver. So if a vendor would like to support that, they have to implement the routing protocol inside the driver. And another bad thing about 11S is that bridging it to Ethernet, applying Ethernet, cable Ethernet network, was a mess. You have to set up some node as proxy, you have limited number of proxies, and so on. And again, normal devices don't tend to not support it. Then we got Wi-Fi peer-to-peer, that was from Google. The name was so promising. When I saw it, I said, oh, finally, someone that does a decent thing, but no. It was even greater delusion, not really peer-to-peer. After discovery, the peer just decide, I'll be the access point, I'll be the station, and that's it. And it's meant for ephemeral file transfer into between Android devices and no more. Then multi-AP come out. It's basically nothing new under the sun. It's WDS plus commercial branding and overcomplication. The complication is tackled down relying on a central point of control. So if your central control point fail, your network say bye-bye, and it doesn't solve the thing again. And then, last one, easy mesh. Again, a mashup between multi-AP and repeater, even more complicated, not a real mesh, not the mesh we need. So 20 years has passed, and Wi-Fi Alliance, with multi-billion dollar budget, couldn't have make a proper solution of the real problem, probably because they are not interested into the real problem. They are more interested in selling you more devices. So, what's the real reason access point in Wi-Fi cannot exchange data between each other? It's just because it's not written in the 0A to 11 standard. So how can we implement yet? How can we implement access point communication? It looks something like that may be hard, but I think if we have two access points, what if the access point one, when it receives a beacon from access point two, behave like if that beacon was actually an association request from a station? And same goes from AP2 when AP1 receive a beacon. So I investigated how I could do that. Who actually deal with access point beacon is OSTAPD. This is good because OSTAPD is also who deal with association requests, so we can fix the thing all in one place. The code is pretty convoluted, but studying it, I managed to implement it unexpectedly, but it was possible. So here is the code. That's actually what I said. Okay, config file. Oh, now it starts the interesting part. Okay.